Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly approved an appropriation of $175,000 at their meeting Tuesday night for the purpose of securing professional engineering or hydrological service for a study and long-term solution recommendations for the high water issues in the Kalifornsky Beach area. The flooding has become a contentious matter between residents of the area and borough leadership. In July, the borough filed a lawsuit against David Uregi, seeking a restraining order and injunction to stop Uregi from digging an unpermitted canal, his attempt to handle the matter personally. Uregi has been frustrated by the lethargic action on the part of the borough and state in response to the problems presented by the high water. What could be perceived as inaction, however, may also be attributable to the limitations of administrative and executive authority in a second-class borough. Borough Mayor Peter Michicki highlighted some of these second-class limitations when he joined KSRM's sound-off on Wednesday.
Remember, we're a second-class borough. We're not a flood control borough. And people are expecting us to do things that we're simply not authorized to do. And the people of the Kenai have repeatedly pushed back on expanding powers. The powers we have, the only powers we have that people have given us. But we're doing what we can with the road service powers we have in our roadside ditches and culverts.
In April, the borough approved the use of $300,000 from the Road Service Area Operating Fund to begin addressing the high water problems. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Biden administration has announced nearly $200 million in federal infrastructure grants to upgrade tunnels that carry streams beneath roads but can be deadly to fish that get stuck trying to pass through. Many of these passages, known as culverts, were built in the 1950s. They're blamed in part for declining populations of salmon and other fish that live in the ocean but return to freshwater streams to spawn. Although the bulk of the money is going to Pacific states, such as Alaska and Washington, there's also a large amount for Maine and a few other East Coast states as well. The most expensive project announced Wednesday is $25 million for Alaska to replace a dozen culvert sites on a major highway connecting Fairbanks and Anchorage with three new bridges and other fish-friendly structures. State officials say funding will help protect five species of Pacific salmon that are considered vital to the region's economy. Mark Eisenman, a former fisheries biologist who now works as a planner with Alaska's Transportation Department, called the grant funding critical because many of the culverts below the Long Parks Highway are clogged with debris, blocking the channels for fish while heightening the threat of catastrophic flooding. It's incredibly important not just for the commercial value, but also for the way of life for Alaskans, Eisenman said. A lot of us go down and get our salmon every year to fill our freezers to have that to eat for the rest of the year. Eisenman said some of the Alaska culverts under the grant would be upgraded to steel plate aluminum and anchored with gravel and rocks to make sure the barriers aren't too high or that the water doesn't flow too quickly for salmon to be able to pass through. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Industry Appreciation Day is back this Saturday, August 19th, and will be held in Kenai on the fields surrounding the softball parks. The annual celebration of Kenai Peninsula Industries, oil and gas, healthcare, tourism, and commercial fishing is unofficially known as the Leave Your Wallet at Home event and offers free food, drinks, games, activities, and prizes. Event organizers and some community representatives joined KSRM to talk Industry Appreciation Day.
We're excited. I think the people will be excited. You know, we're kind of rebuilding ever since the pandemic. We had to close for a couple years there, but we're ready and excited,
said Tim Navar, one of the event's original organizers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.